So let's make a start with what delegation is. This is where you entrust someone else to do your work by giving them the responsibility for completing this. There are two key points here. Firstly, it's your work you're delegating, so a task that you are ultimately responsible for completing. For example, if I ask my secretary to book me a hotel for a two-day residential course I'm presenting next week, is this delegation? No, it's not, because it's part of her job description to do that. Whereas if I asked her to do some research for a new course I'm developing, that would be delegation, as it's my job to develop the course. The second key point is that you're giving the other person responsibility, but you remain accountable for its completion. Handing over responsibility means letting the other person act independently and make decisions. Whereas being accountable is the ultimate level of responsibility in that you're required to account for your actions. This means that if the task is not completed on time or to accepted quality levels, it's your head on the chopping block. You cannot blame the person who you delegated the task to. So now we're clear on what delegation is, let's consider why we should delegate.